Oakland 31, Seattle 13, AFRAC.
Oakland 31.
AFRAC number 155 Sierra Lima, level 43, so wrong way.
That's approved. Hey, do you know that target south of the boundary there, that 0027 code, moving very fast at 37,000?
Oh, look at that thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Huh. And you don't have anything on him, huh?
I got nothing.
Well, we'll look.
WestJet 1698.
No, the WestJet 1698 is about, he is at 370, and that dude is, 150 miles to the north of him. Let me, I'll flash to that damn block. There you go. There's where WestJet is.
Okay, I see him up there. That's crazy. That's fast.
Yeah, all right, I'll report that.
Thanks, Senator.
Okay.
It's Oakland 31 or 36.
Well, I'm at.
This is Sector 36. We had a target come through our airspace going really fast at level 370 earlier, an intruder, MOTC intruder, going southbound. And then now, apparently, the Southwest 4712 sees an aircraft off his right side about at 1 o'clock and 10 miles going northbound at 370. We don't have anything on radar anymore or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I just have my primaries on. I don't...
And we don't see any primaries or
anything
either.
But I will... Okay. Yeah, that's...
Just to let you know, and our supervisors are calling all the appropriate people, so...
And... Does he have any idea what kind of aircraft it is?
No, I've asked him, and he doesn't. He said it's about his 1 to 2 o'clock and 10 miles off his right side now. So.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe.
Southwest 500, contact Oakland Center, 119.97.
Hello, Compass
5741,
flight level 350.
Compass 5741, Seattle Center, good afternoon. Southwest 4712, Seattle.
Center, good evening, Southwest 4712, flight level 380, and we're watching that unknown aircraft at 1 o'clock.
Southwest 4712, Seattle Center, Roger, and can you estimate the altitude, please?
Our best estimate is 370.
Thank you, sir. Southwest 4712, are you just visual or is there any TCAS indication?
No negative TCAS, it's just a visual.
Roger, just keep me advised.
Roger that.
Southwest 4795, contact Oakland Center, 119.97. Airbridge Cargo 243, contact Oakland Center 119.97.
119.97 is the Firebridge Cargo, ask you for me.
And Southwest 4712, can you estimate the distance?
Yeah, our estimation is now between 12 and 15 miles, definitely further away than it was before. There's some clouds up there, so it's getting harder and harder to see it, but we still see the object there.
Southwest 4712, Roger, you said you're 1 to 2 o'clock right now?
Yep, affirmative, between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Right. Southwest 500, contact the Oakland Center, 119.97.
1997, Southwest 500, good evening.
United 612, Seattle.
Go ahead.
United 612, if you take a look out the right side, you're at 3 o'clock and maybe 5 to 10 miles for an airplane that may be northbound 370-ish.
Yeah, we got them. It's a white airplane. Yeah, about 10 miles away.
Yes, sir. Is he about a BMU overtaking?
Yeah, he's a BMU. It looks like he's slowly going a little bit away from
the 371-350.
United 612, thank you. Keep a visual if you can. Let me know.
Roger.
Number. It's
1514.
Seattle Center, FedEx 781-350. 4246 Center West to Citrus 814 Papa Sierra. We'll be
calling 12 level 370. Perfect control, Joe. FedEx 781, Seattle Center, Roger.
And, from Southwest 4712, it was starting to get really hard to see it, so he's definitely moving away from us. And can the United crew tell what kind of airplane it is?
And Southwest 4712, appreciate the report. Yeah, they do have visual now. Ahead of you, about 20 miles, and I'm trying to get from some more information, but thanks, appreciate that.
Yeah, for United 612, it's just a white speck out there. I mean, we can see it, but there's no identification on it, it's just that it's there.
Seattle, Falcon 900, Yankee, Yankee, requesting lower.
I'm sorry, who's requesting lower?
That'd be Yankee.
Number zero, Yankee, Yankee. Descend to pilot's discretion. Maintain flight level 240.
Pilot's discretion to 240, Yankee.
Alaska 441, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207, Alaska 441.
United 612, can you estimate any altitude?
Yeah, it looks like he's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 feet above us.
Roger. Horizon 2484, contact Oakland Center, Christian at Seattle Center, 121.35.
121.35, Horizon 2484.
What's that for exactly at 161.21.35?
1514, Zero Yankee, Yankee has discretion, your control.
Thanks, Eddie.
Except you had 160 negatives for a different aircraft.
Got it.
Number zero, Yankee, Yankee, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207, thank you.
Redwood 1612, contact Oakland Center, 119.9 or 7.
1997, United 612, yes. Good day.
United 612, negative. That was for a different aircraft. United 612, remain this frequency. United 612, Seattle. Oakland 36, Harvard.
Unit Seattle, high tech 3672, 33.4, climbing 370.
High tech 3672, Seattle Center, Roger. Oakland 36,
Seattle Center, was that a frequency change for United 612?
United 612, negatives. Tried to catch you before you left there. It was for a different aircraft. Remain this frequency.
Let's go, we're back.
United 612, if you can update me on just a couple more things, if you still have that aircraft in sight, on the relative velocity to you and the position now.
It's still a beam, so it must be going about the exact same speed as us, and just a very slight vector to the east from us, and like I said, about 3 to 5,000 feet above.
United 612, Roger. You can't really estimate the distance then.
Yeah, he's probably still about 10 to 15 miles away. Unless I knew the size of the plane, it's hard to tell.
Understood. Thank you. Alaska 387, contact Seattle Center 132.07.
3207 Alaska 387, good day.
Catch at 160, contact Oakland Center 119.97.
1997, they take 130.
Sunscraft 3478. Flight level 350 for 370.
Sunscraft 3478, Seattle Center, Roger. Sunscraft 3478, Seattle.
3478.
Yes, sir. Just going to give you a traffic call because there's kind of an unusual situation. Traffic potentially at your 1 o'clock, 12 to 1 o'clock, and 40 miles opposite directions, estimated between 350 and 370. We're not working that aircraft, and there's two pilots have spotted it visually northbound between 350 and 370, approximately between Crater Lake or just west of Crater Lake area.
All right, we'll keep an eye out, Scott, 3438.
United 612, contact Seattle Center 132.07 today, thanks.
3207, United 612, see ya.
This guy was 3478. Based on the last known position, potentially it's your 1 to 2 o'clock in about 20 miles now.
3478. That's Southwest 4712. We still
we'll have a visual on it. We'll call it 130 or so, probably about 20 miles.
South 4712, thank you.
Yeah, maybe 2 o'clock.
SkyOS 3478, maybe at your 2 o'clock in about 10 to 15 miles now.
Yeah, I think I have it inside, SkyOS 3478.
SkyOS 3478, you said you do have them inside?
Yes.
Okay, and if you can, give me an estimate, either on a type aircraft or an altitude.
Looks about level with us, and I'm not able to see a type.
Okay, just white in color?
Yeah, I can't even see that. I'm looking at the sun at him.
Okay, thanks. SkyOS 3478, let me know when that has moved past you northbound, if it's still moving north.
Okay.
It's 15 to 14.
I got there, though. Hey, 42 and 46.
At 15, 14, I just want to verify you got the point on Emirates 226 with a flasher.
Flasher, yes.
Thanks, Joe. Emirates 226, contact Seattle Center 132, Christian 135.45, good day.
135.45, Emirates 236, bye-bye.
Southwest 4712, contact Seattle Center 132.07, thanks for the help.
3207, Southwest, 4712, have a good night.
Alaska 435, contact Seattle Center on 128.3.
Good evening, Seattle, Southwest 4712, flight level 380.
Southwest 4712, Seattle Center, descend and maintain flight level 240.
Descend and 240, Southwest 4712.
Alaska 435, conduct Seattle Center 128.3. Alaska 435, Seattle Center. 46 to
Alaska 435, go ahead.
No, he did not. Thanks, David. Alaska 435, Seattle Center.
Alaska 435, go ahead.
Alaska 435, contact Seattle Center 128.3. Good day.
28.3, Alaska 435, thanks.
Southwest 4712, do you see new traffic off your right side at about flight level 370 proceeding northbound about 5 to 10 miles?
Well, we had the traffic until not too long ago, but we've lost contact with that traffic. And but the last time we saw it, it was more 15 to 20 miles away.
Off your right side, you said?
If I believe that's 2 o'clock.
Better. A little while ago he did, I guess. Hi.
Hi.
I have his primaries up right now. I'm just looking to see if there's anything. He said he saw him a little while ago.
Yep.
He doesn't see him now. And talk to the Wifey one.
Right.
Eyes are good over here.
Sounds good.
Alaska 387, contact Seattle Center 125.8.
25-8 Alaska 387, Dan.
Compass 5699, contact Seattle Center, 135.15.
3515, good day, Compass 5699.
United 612, contact Seattle Center, 125.8, good day.
25-8, United 612, see ya.
Yep.
Alaska 525 at 400.
Alaska 525, Seattle Center, descend and file so discretion maintain flight level 380.
Discretion 380, Alaska 525.
Alaska 525, do you see any traffic at about your 1 to 2 o'clock proceeding northbound around flight level 36 or 370?
We do not currently, but we are looking for them.
Alaska 525, thanks. Descend and file so discretion maintain flight level 240. Let me know if you see anything out there.
Discretion is 240, Alaska 525.
And Southwest 4712, just picked that that traffic back up again at 2 o'clock, probably about 20 miles or so.
Southwest 4712, thank you. Can you give me an estimate about the altitude, maybe?
Yeah, I'll give you a better estimate here in just a minute as we descend.
Good evening, it's Alaska 439 at 360.
Alaska 439, Seattle Center, rudder. Charlie Golf, Juliet Kilo India, contact Seattle Center 135.15.
Juliet Kilo India, so long.
South 4712, we lost contact, but earlier when we were watching, it was estimated 36,000-37,000 feet, but could possibly be 35, maybe.
Southwest 4712, thanks, and thank you. Southwest 4712, contact Seattle Center 125.8. Just let them know if you start to see anything, if you contact them again, please.
At 25 and 11, 47 to us tonight.
An unknown contact there at about 36,000 feet, but he's just going to keep an eye out for him in case he sees him again going northbound.
Alaska 525, speed heading 400.
Alaska 525, Seattle Center, 4246.
I'm just going to 1.
Alaska 525, that traffic was last seen at about your 2 o'clock and 20 miles from your current position. The pilot estimated it somewhere between 35 and 37,000 feet.
Roger, thanks.
Delta Redo 1765 363 for 390.
Redwood 1755, Seattle Center Order, thank you.
Hey, Seattle Compass, 6023 out of 224 for 230.
Compass 6023, Seattle Center, climb maintains on level 310.
Climb level 310, Compass 6023.
Compass 6023, at about here at 10 o'clock and about 14 miles proceeding northbound, there was an aircraft reported somewhere between 35 and 37,000 feet. He's not talking to anybody, and I don't have any primary targets. Just keep an eye out, please.
Roger, we'll be close.
Compass 6023, just let me know if you see him. Again, he's proceeding northbound. He was estimated at between 35 and 37,000 feet, and as soon as I have you clear of his last known area, I'll have higher.
And you said he's at 10 o'clock?
It was about your 10 o'clock and about 40 miles was his last reported position proceeding northbound, so probably somewhere between 10, probably about 10 o'clock and about maybe 20 miles northbound.
All right, thank you. We'll keep an eye for him, and if we see him, we'll let you know.
Thank you. Alaska 525, contact Seattle Center 125.8. Just let the next controller know if you see that aircraft at all.
25-8, Alaska 525.
Hi.
CSAT opening up.
I said the moon's over there, special activity. This, he last reported him when he was back here at about his 10 o'clock, or actually about his 2 o'clock, 20 miles, which would put him right in here. He was going to try to give me an estimate, but then he lost contact on his altitude, or lost contact at on, so he said he was somewhere between 35 and 37,000 feet. So that's why I stopped him low just to make sure in case he's descending or something like that. I pulled up the primaries just to see if we got any hits on him, but there's no primary targets on it. Aircraft are just reporting that they're seeing somebody out there. And possibly, actually, I think they're about to scramble, and everything else is good. That's all I got.
All right,
Alaska 439, Center.
Alaska 439, go ahead.
Alaska 439, just verify us about level 360.
We're level at 360, and the previous controller did tell us about a stray out this way from our position.
Alaska 439, yes. Last reported position was at about your 9 o'clock and about 30 miles west of your position, proceeding northbound in the altitudes between somewhere 35 to 37,000 feet.
Okay, and it was only picked up visually then? You guys aren't seeing them?
Affirmative. I have my primary targets up, and there's no primary targets on it and no beacon code.
Okay, thank you.
Alaska 439, descent panel discretion maintained flight level 300. Again, his last reported altitude was between 35 and 37, so I guess I'd rather have you underneath him in case he is still flying around out there.
Okay, discretion of 300. We'll start down now, Alaska 439.
Thanks. Compass 6023, do you mind doing a TCAS check to see if you see any targets out there on your TCAS?
We'll do that. Compass 6023.
Thanks. Alaska 439, Alaska 439, do you mind doing a TCAS check just to see if you see any targets out to your left?
Yeah, we don't see anybody out there right now.
Alaska 439, thank you. Horizon 2453, contact Seattle Center 135.15.
35-15, get her as 24-50.
and center compass 6020, so we don't show anything. The only thing is somebody at 7 o'clock, 40 miles, 6,000 above us, but I think that's the Alaska.
Compass 6023, Afer and Rebet checks climbing team, flight level 350 now.
Climb 350, compass 6023.
Redwood 1755, would you mind looking at your TCAS and letting me know if you see anybody at about your 10 o'clock or so and about 30 miles? I have one Alaska that's descending out of 336 to 300. Let me know if you see anybody else.
No, we don't. We don't have anybody within 30 miles or even 50.
Thank you. Horizon 2484, contact Seattle Center 128.3.
128.3, Horizon 2484.
Redwood 1948 Center. Compass 6023, thank you for your help today. Contact Seattle Center 134.9er.
34.9er, Compass 6023, good night.
Good night. Alaska 322, can you check your TCAS to see if you see anybody at about your 9 o'clock or so and about the next 50 miles? I do have one aircraft that's climbing out of 30.4 for 35, and just let me know if you see anybody else, please.
No, ma'am, we've got nothing.
Alaska 322, thanks. Contact Seattle Center 135.15.
3515, 322.
Okay, thanks, Seattle Center. Redwood 1948, flight level 230.
Redwood 1948, Seattle Center, climbing team, flight level 350.
Climbing team, flight level 350, Redwood
1948. Yeah, Alaska
439. Alaska 439, go.
Yeah, have you painted any primary radar on this guy, or what's the intel?
The intel that we've had is we haven't seen any primary targets. We're just getting reports from pilots that are seeing him, and we don't have any beacon codes on him or anything like that. So basically, it's kind of like a stealth mode or something. Alaska 439, can you do one more check again, please? I've got a 737 leaving 14.5, climbing to 23 right now, and a couple fighters coming out southbound. Let me know if you see anything else from about your 9 o'clock to your 12 o'clock.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's right into the sun. We don't see anything on TCAS right now.
Thank you.
Is there any description of the guy, of the people we saw?